Now, we've got this question from Lucille for you, Tom.
What is mindfulness and is there evidence that it works?
So, mindfulness, what is it and does it work? What's the evidence base?
So, mindfulness is a simple skill that we've all got as humans to be aware of the present moment and to not judge it and just to allow it to be there as it is. Historically, it's a practice of being aware. It's been around for about 2,500 years, originating out of South Asia. So, historically, there's a beautiful lineage of generation after generation of people saying, well, actually, if I just focus on what I'm experiencing right now, so that might be the sound of my voice as you hear it, or the sensations of your body right now, if you're sitting down or lying down, and just accepting them. And that teaching has been really passed on for generation after generation. And over the last 10 to 20 years, it's been more and more scientifically validated. In particular, it's most effective for stress reduction, but it's also been shown and is in national guidelines now for preventing mood problems and depression, and also for helping people cope with anxiety and sort of forming new habits and breaking habits, whether it's overeating or whether it's actually smoking. So it's quite an adaptive tool. But I do have to be careful not to overstep the evidence base. And I think if you ever hear someone saying that meditation or mindfulness is something that can cure everything, a panacea, then be careful that everything has its limitations. But certainly it's a very strong technique for stress reduction and improving your sleep. So I think that on balance, there's an emerging evidence base that's exciting. And I think I'd recommend just getting out there and trying it for yourself.